This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 18th, episode 1259, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday. Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
That one always is too short. I'm never ready when it's done.
I was in the middle of drinking coffee.
I need to get a couple more made that are a little longer than that. We need more time.
I know. I need more time. I'm used to like kind of gathering my thoughts. That was too fast. Not ready.
I like it, but it's high energy, but boy, it's too short.
Yeah, too short. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Sorry, I was in the midst of coffee. I was supposed to start talking. Glenn jumped in and saved me.
That's all right. I was surprised too.
What a week. I've got such an exciting weekend of, bridal shower, Sunday morning. It's those things. I didn't even like going to my own bridal shower or baby shower. This
you
is
know,
ridiculous.
I saw too that you're at the, you were at some gift list or another. Was it for a wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's the bridal shower.
That's the bridal
shower. About waiting to the last minute. It's this weekend. I'm like, I probably should buy something. I'm not leaving the house. I'll get it online and have it shipped to her.
There you go. But you know, you get to an age when you're between 25 and 35, you end up going to a ton of weddings.
Yeah.
It's just wedding after wedding and baby showers and all that stuff. And then finally, when you get to be about 45, that slows down considerably. And thank God, because they're never my favorite thing.
Yeah, I'm not a super wedding fan, but I think that if you get invited to weddings, it means you're popular. It's like a total popularity contest. Honestly, I haven't been to that many weddings.
You know, we don't get invited to all that amount of weddings. And the ones, it's always the ones you get invited to where you know the people a little bit.
Yeah.
And you don't know anybody else there. You know, the only people you knew were either the bride or the groom, and you know none of the family. You just don't know anybody. Those are the ones that Jennifer and I, we go to the ceremony, and then we skip the reception. So we can say we were there.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I skip the ceremony and go straight to the booths. What's your problem? You're getting it all wrong.
We're doing it backwards.
Totally doing it backwards. That's funny. No, yeah, so I've got a shower, but my three hardcore best girlfriends are all single horse chicks, like, and old enough to be married a few times. So they're all single horse chicks, and some of them might have been married a few times. So it's your circle of friends. So I have been invited to the shower, and it's at a brunch in Scottsdale, which is, as you guys know, I'm not really a brunch in Scottsdale kind of girl. So we got to all open up new doors. I'm learning new stuff this weekend. I've also got trouble probably brewing in my marriage.
Yeah,
that I'm going to have to talk to you guys about in a minute.
We're going to talk to you about that in a second. But I also wanted to say, your husband is like a lieutenant colonel, right?
Yes.
And anybody that understands the military, because we've had lots of members in the military, understands that when you're a lieutenant colonel's wife, there are certain expectations. And you do not live up to any of those when it comes to what I think about as an officer's wife.
When I have a function that I have to do, I like to say, I'm sorry, girls, you know, with the borders or whatever. I'm like, I got to go get dressed up so I can go play Air Force wife.
Yeah.
it's like a role that but I'm terrible. I mean, I don't do much. I'm married to a saint is what I'm married to. Like he's like a lieutenant colonel is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. That's why I'm saying that. I mean, next thing up is general pretty much. You're right. So. You know, you're supposed to be holding parties and you're supposed to be looking after the wives of his troops and
I'm not the, he's not the commander. He's second in command. So okay. That's her job.
All right. You're pretty close. You're pretty close. You're supposed to be working with the commander's wife on those
Listen
things.
Here. We're going to get to this. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to celebrate Victoria Legrand's submitted sound file and learn about what happens when people try to make recordings of their horses winning. And then we're going to learn all about Megan Lynn and the Elevate event team. And then Really Bad Ads features a mare with an explosive attitude and a quarter horse with a gender issue and a chicken party.
I can't wait
for the free folks.
Gender issues are always fun with quarter horses.
That's true.
Whatever.
Well, my Daily Winnie, the other day we played a race. Our adopted Bug Callie, who we've been following now for almost 5 years, was in a jockey in training, and they call them Bugs. And we called her our adopted Bug. Her name is Callie. And we played the race. She broke her maiden the other day and won a race. So we played that on Monday, I believe. And you said, well, they're going to have some kind of initiation for her to make her officially a jockey. That's what happens. Well, you were so right.
Because wait. Say that again.
You were so right. Was that the part you wanted again?
Yeah. Just
clarifying.
Robin, save that, please.
Yeah, don't save that. So I saw a video yesterday. I could not get it off her site. It's one of those that I can't share. But she was walking down the aisle of the barn in her little jockey silks, and they got her with about 12 buckets of ice-cold water. So she is now officially a jockey. I guess that's the routine. That's how it goes. You have to...
Buckets of ice water every time.
So she is officially a jockey. So congratulations to Callie.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you can see it on her page.
Yes, you can see it on Callie Francois is how you say her name. And we'll post I can't post a link to it. So... anyway, that's what it is. She's there, and she's going to come on our show in the next couple of weeks and talk to us about how excited she is. So we have to find a morning that she's actually not, because they still jog horses as jockeys. So we have to find a morning that
she hasn't outgrown working horses in the morning. She's
No, I don't think she's at that point yet. So, one of these days soon. She just won her first race. Give her a break. So good for her. We're so excited for her. We've done pretty well with our adopted things.
Some are the kiss of death. We are the kiss of success.
That's right.
If you want to have a good time, you good career, talk to us. Anyway, my Daily Winnie goes out to some sweet, sweet angel who I don't know their name. But, you know, I had this conversation with, I believe it was Ellen up in New York, and she says that the animal rescues import animals to their facilities because there's not enough stray animals in that area. Well, my God, come to Phoenix, because the amount of animals at high kill shelters is insane. And so my Daily Winnie goes out to this dear, sweet person, no idea who you are. This woman goes around to all of the pound here in Phoenix and does little video clips of all the dogs that are in the pound and then posts them on this Facebook page. And then somebody who knew me posted it on my page, this one particular video.
Oh, no.
And so I didn't know what it was, but it said, it was just this really old basset hound. Male basset hound. And as you guys know, I had a basset hound. Like when we started the show, she was so old that she would have like night terrors and you could hear her barking on the air. Like she, bless her heart, she was the most amazing, fun little piece of furniture that I've ever owned. And I've missed
her
ever
since. That's pretty much what they are too, aren't they?
Yes.
They're kind of like the end table.
She was a happy piece of furniture and bless her heart. She was so fun and basset hound anyway. So there's this old basset hound that is currently at this shelter in Phoenix. So I called on it yesterday because of course the number's right there. I got to call. I got to find out, like, is this something
can
that's old?
Can I stop you for one second?
No.
Just take a break. Let's take a time out. Okay, no. Sit in the corner for a second. Could I encourage all of Jamie's friends not to post adoptable things that are in need of rescuing on her page? Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Stop, please. Thank you. I'm glad you said that because okay, it's just important.
I'm trying to help you here. Actually, I'm so trying to help Chad. I don't really care about you. I'm trying to help Chad.
Thanks. So I called on this sweetheart and they said, sorry, he's not adoptable. And I was like, wait, what?
What does that mean?
I said, are
Why
you guys
do you have them?
I said, are you a no-kill shelter? You know? And they were like, no, this is the pound. We unfortunately have high, she said, unfortunately, we have high rates of euthanasia. And I said, well, why can't this dog be adopted? It has ear infections. I'm like, it's a basset hound. They live, I mean,
that's yeah, they have those 24 hours thing. A day.
Like, that's always what they have. You get used to treating that and heart problems or whatever, you know. And she said, it's not adoptable. And she said, the only way that, you know, she's like, we can't advertise it as adoptable. Somebody can come in and adopt it, but it's not on the advertised list. And it's not out with all the cute, cuddly, adoptable dogs. So I said, so I can adopt this dog. She was like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, wait, is this dog like in danger right now? Because there was about an hour left before it closed. She goes, he's not on the list to be euthanized in the morning. I'm like, oh my God. So I call Chad. I can't stand it. You know, first of all, it's old. Second of all, it's a basset hound. Any sort of old animal. I found out that somebody dumped him at the facility because they're moving. What? Kind of a-hole dumps a dog because they're moving. You don't leave family. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm moving. I can't take Lucas. Like, what? You don't do that. You just don't do that. And people do that all the time. It really irritates me. So sat with Chad. So I called Chad. I don't know why. I don't know why he's still married to me. I don't.
I don't know either, actually. I'm going to ask him that when we come out to visit you.
I called and I'm like, honey, there's the... And I started sobbing. Like, we're talking ugly cry, boo-hoo, and I'm apologizing the whole time I'm crying.
See,
like
that's
this.
How you all get away with crap.
I didn't mean to, though.
But that's
usually
how you do it.
I didn't mean to. I just lost my marbles. And he's like, okay, I'll be home in a little bit. You can show me what's going on. And he told me that if it's important to me, when he got home, we talked about it and showed him a video. He was like, you know, me, he's like, I could leave it there. I don't have a problem. He goes, but this is your heart and this is what you do. And he said, we're different like that. He goes, am I sad that the dog is there? Yes. Do I feel like I need to go rescue it? No. Do I think that you are never going to sleep again if you don't? Yes.
God, the man should be, he should have like wings.
I know. Really I'm pretty should. Sure he does. I'm pretty sure he does. So he's going to let me go. He said, just think about it all. You know, he's like, I know you'll think about it all night long. And tomorrow you can make your decision, which I already know you've made your decision. So I guess we'll get a dog tomorrow. He goes, but he's like, it's weird. He's like, I don't care about the horses because they're back there. But the dogs are in your house. And he's just
yeah,
like,
that
it's
is true.
Too much. So I said, honey, I'll keep it outside. He's like, don't
no,
lie
you
to me.
Won't. Yeah, that's just a big fat lie. We see
lie.
Through that one.
Yeah, I know. I'll keep it outside. I promise. I'll
you don't even keep the
day.
Damn chickens outside. I mean, what's he think you're going to keep the dog outside?
I forgot about that. Yeah, I don't even. That chicken has been released into the wild now. Okay. She's back outside. See, it's all cyclical. It's just they may come in for a while, but then I, you know.
How old is this one? It looks pretty old.
It's pretty old. I don't know. They said it was 8. I'm like, that my basset hound was 15 and
yeah,
looked like that.
Yeah, that, unless it really had a hard life, it looks older than that.
I mean, it's a mess. It's a big mess. And I just couldn't.
If
I just
this
can't
was a really bad ad trailer, it would be really bad.
It would be, it'd be like one of the worst yeah. trailers ever.
But
so.
Then again, look, who am I talking? I got a pony home that was about to die the next day. So
I know. And this dog might not live very long. And Chad's like, I don't want to be burying a basset hound in like 3 months. And I was like, well, if he makes it 3 months, that'd be awesome. And he's like, what?
That's not helping.
Like, I go, we can't just let it die there, honey. You know, I'm, of course, then I start crying again. Yeah, he's a total saint. He's
okay, so people, stop posting this crap on Jamie's page, please.
I told this girl, I said, never, I'm unfriending you. Seriously, you cannot do this.
She is
my heart hurt. Part. Like, while looking at this video, there's like a pressure in my chest, Glenn, and I can't release it until I go. So they open at 11 this morning. And
you're
so
gonna be
I'm
there at 11:01.
No, to 10:45. With my baby in tow. Come on, buddy. Let's go.
And you know, basset hounds kind of get along with all other dogs, don't they?
Oh, he'll be fine. He's just an old man basset hound. My dogs are gonna be like, oh great, more furniture. That's yeah. Seriously, that's what an old basset hound is, bless her heart.
It's kind of like a footrest, right?
Yes, yeah. It's an ottoman. We used to call Radio our ottoman because literally she would lay there. You could put your feet on her. She didn't care.
They're great if you live in cold climates because they're always right under your feet.
Yeah. They're really sweet dog. But just an old dog in general. And so of course, Chad's like, please do not friend this group on Facebook. You cannot follow this.
And is he a little concerned about you coming home with two?
No, because okay. We had a really responsible talk. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but you know, I just have to remind myself that quote, you know, you're not going to save the world by adopting one dog, but you're not going to change the world by adopting one dog, but you're going to change the world for that dog. So I have to keep that in mind.
That quote doesn't help you.
I know.
That could apply to every adoptable dog. That's not a good quote for you, actually.
It's a great quote for me because it makes me feel like at least I'm doing something instead of nothing. But yeah, I'm a disaster. I just, he's like, what? He's like, your heart. He pats my hand. He's like, your heart is so big. I said, you have no idea the pressure of being me because everything breaks my heart. Like everything. I can't. It's exhausting being me, hun. Exhausting. He goes, it must be. So I love him.
I'm only with you three mornings a week and I'm exhausted. So
God, you should be me. It's terrifying. Like I see these things on Facebook about Cecil the lion and all this. I'm like, I need to go to Africa and I need to ban trophy hunting. I think it never ends with me. It never ends. These mash horses, I'm like, okay, they're safe. Like they're fine. But oh God, how, you know, I patrol my neighborhood looking for starving horses. It's exhausting.
To hell with hanging out with you when we come out next month. I need to go out with Chad. I need to take Chad out.
He needs a break. He's the best. And he did say, he goes, you know, you do all the work. So it's not like I shirk my responsibilities. I pretty much am busy from sunup to sundown. It's a created busy for sure.
And you know, I love your heart. I'm just picking on you because it's my job. But, you know, I do love your heart. I mean, look at us. I mean, we've adopted. All of our dogs are adopted. They're greyhound rescues. So, you know, and my pony was about ready to die on the trailer on the way home. So, yeah.
Well, imagine if somebody posted an old greyhound that was about to be euthanized.
I feel bad about that. I do. And this one actually was found as a stray in the woods.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the one we have now never raced. It was actually a stray in the woods used by a hunting camp as a breeding dog. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's why she's terrified, absolutely terrified of gunshots.
Yeah.
And thunder and stuff. Yeah, because we figure she escaped from the breeding camp because she didn't like that a whole lot. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, before we get to our first guest, we're going to do a listener highlight here. I have something for you. This is from Lindsay Helmuth. And you know how we've been talking about and doing the Winnies on the show? And by the way, that kind of relates to our first guest. So it's a good tie in. But we've been, you hated
the Winnie Challenge.
It's the Winnie Challenge. And you're supposed to go out and record your horse's Winnie and send it to us. And we're going to take one Winnie and we're going to put it at the end of the birthday song. So, Lindsay sent this email in. My horse doesn't tend to make many noises, so I haven't had luck at getting a Winnie yet. And it is hard because you have to have your phone out and recording at the time they Winnie. But my barn does hear a lot of this. And let me see if you can guess what this is. So,
Ha 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 ha! Is that a guinea fowl or something?
You know, you're close.
Pterodactyl?
You're close. Pterodactyl. And anybody that's had one of these, it is kind of pterodactyl-like. Anyone that's had one of these, we used to have one that roamed the neighborhood and would come out right outside my studio window and do that. And that's a peacock. That is a peacock. And anybody that has peacocks in the neighborhood knows that sound well, and you can hear it from about two blocks away. Do you want to hear it again?
I do. Actually, here, I'm going to let you get the guest started. I got to run. The dog's going crazy.
All right, good.
I think we'll peacock sound set her off.
All right, I'll play the peacocks for everybody here so you can hear it in case you've never heard one before. Does sound like something out of Jurassic Park, doesn't it?
Yeah. Although I must say, it does not do justice to the volume.
No. They are immensely loud. You really can hear them from about two blocks away.
They are direct descendants of dinosaurs.
Yes, they are.
Direct. Great lineage.
Well, now, something happened the other day. On Monday, we were playing the whinny sounds that people had submitted, and we were going to try and find a new whinny for our happy birthday song. And this came across Facebook. So today, this happened. While you were playing the horse whinnies, my gelding was talking back to your show. Every whinny, he neighed back with great conviction. Just a heads up for those that work in hand with your horses, with your show blasting through the barn. Might want to do a disclaimer first. Thank you for all you do. I listen to you all the time and have passed your show to a few trainer friends of mine, and they love the comic relief before going to do up-down lessons. And that was actually written by Victoria LeGrand, from Illinois, who we've never had on the show as a listener highlight. So good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. You guys are wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What part of Illinois?
I'm in the northwest part of Illinois, so about 2 hours outside of Chicago. Not too far from Lamplight and Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the hub of out here for the horse industry. But I'm from the West Coast, so that's where I'm more comfortable. But I'm kind of a little displaced right now, but that's okay. It gives me more time with my own horses.
Well, when he said, "Where are you from?" you went, well,
I know because you know why I was very used to being able to ride every day of the year. I was very used to not having weather impede upon riding time. And out here, I've come to understand why indoor arenas are so utterly important. You know, in California, you just wanted some shade.
Right.
Uh-huh. Amen, sister.
So it's definitely been a big challenge because there's a lot of differences, you know, from coast to coast, even in Florida, which is my next move. I plan on heading south. But, you know, it's been good. I've met some really amazing people out here, some amazing trainers out here. It just goes to show that no matter where you are in the country or the world, classical training and you know, and the horsemanship has just kind of carried through the generations, I've found, which is so important to me because it's something that, you know, unfortunately, if you didn't grow up in a horse family, like we know, we're trying to bring people into our industry. But, you know, it's about the natural horsemanship and it's about the classical training and you know, doing what's best for your horse, you know, and also being educated about your horse, which is, you know, as trainers, we know we end up with a lot of those horses that are thrown away because they've been, you know, had so many fear files that people are scared to work with them.
Okay, so you sound so thoughtful and so introspective. Why the hell are you listening to this show every day?
Because you guys honestly, your show is so helpful because it keeps everybody up to date on what's going on in the industry. It keeps everybody up to date on you know, where our industry is progressing and where it's going. And you guys honestly, like, I mean, shed light onto so much stuff that I think everybody, if we're going to be, our industry is going to be strong, we need to have some place that we can continue to come together and communicate and be able to, you know, work in the same direction to progress our industry.
Okay, that puts no pressure on us there, Jamie.
Wait, no. I think, are you listening to Horses?
Yeah, are you
at
the right show?
I am. I listened even yesterday. The lady you had on who was talking about how, you know, getting kids into riding without having to buy the horses and their kids are, you know, able to get. I mean, that's such a great idea. That's so amazing. I mean, that's very helpful.
You're sweet.
You were very nice. You know, we appreciate it. And, you know,
I have to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to tell you the story of my gelding. So my gelding, who's so funny, I just got them out of the barn. And I'm in a little small private facility right now. I do a lot of on-site training. And, you know, I've been at big barns where horses move around all the time and they could care less and they ignore each other, all that. So I put them in the sacrifice area. And I'm on my mare, and I'm in the arena, and I hear your whinnies going off. And definitely, I don't know if it sounds like the fire whinny, because the whinny that my gelding gave back was more like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time, whinny. Like, those are my friends from college. And then I have two stallions next door on my neighbor's property who started whinnying back as well. And every whinny, it was so funny, because he literally, like, it was every call got a different pitch, but an equally excited and greeting back. Like, his eyes opened up, looked in the barn, like, where's my friends? And I was just looking at him, and my mom comes out and she's like, what is he doing? I said, he's talking to the radio, Mom. And she's like, oh my gosh, that is so funny.
You know,
it cracks me
a
up.
Lot of times in podcasts, you're not supposed to, what's the command you give the Apple iPhone to get Siri to talk back to you? Is it hello Siri or?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm not really supposed to,
by the way, I just woke up a bunch of iPhones right there. So, so now we have to give that command. You can't say, okay, Google too. Sorry. I just woke up your Google phones. So now you can't say that. We do have to give a warning now. I never thought about the fact that people would have it blaring through the barn. I always just think about having their earbuds in, you know?
See, well, my husband's an electrician, and he set up a really awesome PA system in my barn. So I have a speaker inside my barn, and then I have a speaker outside my barn. So I plug my phone in, and then I plug you guys in, and I have you guys blaring, and I can listen to you when I'm inside my barn and on my property riding.
How cool.
I love that. Yeah, I love it. I do. I totally love it. It's awesome. So, and I am so excited for you guys. And Glenn, can I ask you, I know we all have our pests and problems and whatnot. How are the no-see-ums out in Florida? Because I know when I was there last, they were only like, I don't know, are they a terrible bother to the horses? Like, how is that working like out there?
You know,
go ahead, Jim. The no-see-ums at this farm are bad because there's a giant muck heap very close to the farm. The place we were at before where the muck got removed every single week, they really weren't bad at all.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Because my mare is so thin-skinned, and I swear, she's just, she's a pain, and she just is allergic to everything, so she's covered all the time. And out here, the flies just biting, drive her crazy. She gets her saliva, and she gets the, wounds on her legs, and that's horrible. And then, of course, I was spoiled in California to realize there's no bugs in California, barely at all.
The one thing we do have out here right now, this time of year, is spider season. And spider webs everywhere. You cannot walk from here to the barn without having 10 spider webs on you.
I've heard about that.
Ugh,
I've
heard
about that.
It's this time of year is the worst, too.
I'm still going to trade the Florida weather for the Midwest weather. I think that, I'll take the couple of seasons of hot and then the rest of the year, like, at least it's tolerable. When you go outside, you don't freeze to death. I mean, there's a couple of winters out here where I literally... my husband and I were going to the barn, and I'm like, I love my horses. I'm on my hands and knees in a 5-foot snowdrift getting to my barn because, I'm in my barn every day. I clean my stalls every day. I mean, I've managed a lot of facilities, and just because I'm in a small facility doesn't mean I compromise my standard of quality of care. And so therefore it's like, it takes a good 20 minutes just to gear up to go outside and not, not die.
So let me ask, because you and I sound a lot alike, like even just the way you talk, like reminds me of me. Why exactly do you live there?
Well, my husband runs a company out here. So I did come out. Yeah, I know. And so I came out here, and that's, in hindsight, it's been a great experience for the fact that I have gotten to meet some really amazing trainers out here. I got to, manage a bunch of really nice barns.
Your area you're in is very pretty too. It is a nice area.
It is pretty. And fall is lovely.
In the summer.
I like it. And I'm going to say, yeah, in the summer, right? And I'm going to say one thing, though, that I didn't have experience with up until being out here, because, being from California, we did a lot of hay cubes and stuff. Hay was something that, we went and got. It was like $11 a bale or whatever, and now I know it's skyrocketed so high. But I have a hay field, and when I get my hay cut, it's $2.50 a bale. And I'm like, wow, $2.50 a bale.
I know, that's
amazing.
Is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for alfalfa, you know, mix and grass. Like, of course, we don't really have much, you know, orchard. We don't have too much Tennessee. It's mostly grass and it's mostly alfalfa. But yeah, that is something that I was like, wow, $250 a bale. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you do get spoiled. We lived in Pennsylvania. We were paying about $250 a bale too. And we'd buy a truckload at a time because you could afford to. You're going to have a problem. You're going to be back to California prices when you come down here to Florida because all our hay comes from Illinois where you live. So,
you guys.
Oh, does it?
And then Jamie's paying $85 a bale. And,
right?
Yeah.
And it's scary when you have people, you have your high-end clients who are like turning around and selling their horses because they can't even afford to feed them anymore. And that's like, you know, I mean, that's another thing that, you know, like they were talking yesterday about the rescues and stuff like that. I know there's a really good rescue, the RVR horse rescue in Hillsborough County down in Florida. They take in a lot of rescues, but unfortunately, you know, it's very frustrating for our industry because, you know, education is so important and knowledge is so important. And if people don't understand horses and they don't understand what they're getting into, in a perfect world, there would be no reason for rescue. You know, in a perfect world, people wouldn't breeding horses that don't need to be bred.
One thing we know is we're never going to live in a perfect world. But Victoria,
God knows that.
We have to run. Your farm is crossfieldfarms.com, right?
It is. Yes, right. It is.
Crossfieldfarms.com.
And I do private training. Check it out on crossfieldfarms.com on the web. And then we're also on Facebook, too.
Sounds good. Thank you for listening. And thank you for telling all your friends about us. And I'll play some Winnie's later on for your horse, okay?
Yes, I appreciate it. I'll try to get some on tape for you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, next time we're playing Winnie's, or go back and play that show over again and then record them. We want to hear that.
Okay? I will. And Jamie, keep on rocking it, girl, because I remember when my baby was in his playpen in the barn with me. So you got this.
Oh my God, I love you even more. Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, Victoria.
All right, you guys have a great day. Love you much.
All right, love you too. All right. Bye.
That's Victoria LeGrand of Illinois, crossfieldfarms.com. And that leads us right into our next guest.
And we've got on the line Megan Lynn of KP Kentucky Performance Products has a event team with Leo and Megan on it. And Leo is also known as The Natural, which might be one of the coolest names ever. The Natural. Love that movie. And we've got Megan on the line. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Sorry, weird introduction, but is that his, did you name him?
Actually, his owner, Karen, named him, who owns KPP, and his name's actually The Natural E. She named him after one of their supplements, their natural vitamin E supplement, actually.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great supplement. He probably has plenty of it. I didn't realize that Karen owned him individually. I thought, how cool is that? Tell us about the Elevate event team.
Well, it's something that actually Karen, she came to visit me in Ocala last year when I was training with Missy Ranshausen. And she approached me and said, you know, how much she missed, you know, owning horses, and she spent so much time with, you know, Kentucky Performance Products and how much she missed it. And I mentioned to her, well, why don't you become an owner? And she's like, well, I was thinking about it. And she's like, why don't you become my rider?
And oh my gosh.
At first I'm like, I don't think you want to do that. Don't you want it more of a professional? And, you know, somebody
no, you don't want me.
Been there and done that. Like, and that's something I want to do, but I have never had someone be an owner before. And when she offered it, I think I was taken back, and that's just kind of how it all started. And then it blossomed and bloomed and came on pretty quick.
That's fantastic. So talk to us a little bit about how Leo, the natural E, Leo, came into play. Where'd you get him? How'd this whole thing get started?
Well, it was a little crazy. You know, I've only gotten horses off the racetrack, you know, usually freebies or horses that needed to be rescued. So I had to rely on my coach a lot, Missy, for a lot of guidance in it. And we had tried some horses here in the States, and, you know, we had a budget that we needed to stick to. And finally, Missy's like, I think we really need to go overseas. And she's like, I feel like we can find something there that's more suitable for you. So I was like, okay. And then she's like, she called me and she's like, I need you to go overseas next week. I'll be there. So I was like, oh, okay.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She's like, I need you to get there this date and we're going to come back this date. And so I called Karen. I'm like, hey, she wants to send me overseas. I need to leave next week. And she was like, okay. And they sent me and I met someone at the airport in Germany and two people I'd never met before. So I had no idea what they looked like. And they, by the grace of God, I found them and they picked me up and toured me around. And I tried horses in Germany and then Denmark. And I tried a lot of horses and they're very, the warm bloods were very different for me. Like I said, I only done thoroughbreds. And the second I sat on Leo and I knew that he was my horse, like I needed him right then and there. I thought, he was just perfect from the get go. He was in front of my leg and I loved everything about him.
So because of your, off the track thoroughbred experience, did you want something that was a little more off the tracky, like kind of squirrely? Cause I mean, warm bloods in my experience have been they're a lot more to kind of push along. So you wanted something a little more thoroughbred-y?
Yeah. I wanted something, you know, I thought for what we wanted, you know, I wanted something that was more suitable for my, what I'm used to. So I wanted something that was easy off my leg. You know, the warm bloods that I tried over there, I felt like I was carrying up to the fence and I was literally having to pick them up and take them over the fence. So I wanted something, that was a little bit more hot that I was used to riding at home. And it was actually funny, the ladies who found the horse, they let me try him last because they weren't sure if I was going to be able to handle him because they'd never seen me ride before. So they had no idea what I was used to riding, how I looked on a horse, anything about my riding. So we tried him last because I knew he was the most horse out of all the ones we tried. And then when I sat on him and it was an automatic click, they're like, okay, this is it.
Wow. So you are from Versailles, Kentucky. And is that where you currently live?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have eventing experience. Tell everybody about your, real quick, about your other horses.
I have a couple other thoroughbreds right now. I have my one horse, Who's Your Daddy, who I've taken to the 2-star level. And
Who's Your Daddy?
Who's Your Daddy? I love that name.
He's from Hoosier Downs, Indiana. My stepdad said when we got the horse that he had to name him and he wanted to name him Who's Your Daddy.
That's funny.
So that was his, that was his input in it. And then I have a couple of young, at the moment, just a couple of young horses. I have a horse named Have At It Playboy. He was another one off the track and he's going training level. And then I have two babies that I'm just playing with and trying to get out into the event world eventually soon, hopefully.
So you've got, from what I understand, about 5 horses and you have a full-time job?
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes. I work at UK Hospital. I'm an ophthalmic technician. So I work for an eye doctor.
Oh, so you live in Kentucky, so they understand the, I'm sorry, I have to leave. I have a horse thing.
Yeah, my horse is colicking. I have to go.
Yeah.
Well, I am very, very blessed. I work for one specific doctor, and I actually get to coach his daughter. And so he totally understands my horse show schedule, and he lets me go to Florida for the month. And if I'm like, hey, I need a training session at Missy's, I cannot ask for a better boss. I'm so blessed in that aspect. So he totally gets it and he gets the time and everything that I have to put into it. And you know, at the end of the day, I do all of my work for my horses. So
Yeah. We work for our horses. I know
we're all crazy.
I got a question for you. Did we brush over the point? How tall are you? Can I ask?
I'm 5'4".
And your horse is 17'2"?
Yes.
Do you need a stepladder, like, to get on?
It would seem that way sometimes, but no, not quite. You know, my servant, actually one of my Have At It Playboy, he's 17'2" as well.
Oh, so you're used to the tall ones.
I'm used to the tall ones, and I'm actually starting to prefer them a little more. And actually, that's one of the great things about training with Missy Ranthaus, and she's my height, but her Rolex horse and her horse now were all 18 hands. I mean, they were 17.3 and 18 hands. So she has been able to teach, you know, because I'm kind of a nugget size, teach us shorter people how to ride such big horses. So,
see, Glenn, I just got a 17.2 hand horse too, so I get it. They make the jumps look small. It's easier.
They do.
And Jamie's also nugget size. Yeah, Jamie's also nugget size. I like that nugget size. I'm going to use that.
Nugget size, yeah. I know.
I'm going to use that. Thank you for that. So tell us about your relationship now, because I think a lot of people don't understand the owner, you know, rider relationship. And so technically, or not technically, she really, Kentucky Performance Products, or Karen, who's good friends of ours. We, you know, obviously she's been advertising with us for 8 years. So, and Missy is too, by the way. So I'm excited that you're with her. Say hi to Missy for me.
I will.
So you obviously use the products. What product is the one that you would say stands out for you for this particular horse? Is there one?
No, for him, it would be actually the vitamin E product.
Okay.
When we brought him over, you know, traveling and everything isn't the easiest horses when they're flying over. And from my understanding, they didn't do a lot with the horse once we started the process of buying him.
Of course.
I think he spent a lot of time in the stall and everything. So losing a lot of muscle and bone density and everything like that, the vitamin D has, or vitamin E has come into play, you know, while I'm trying to put proper muscle on this horse and allowing to do that properly.
Has she been a good resource for you for that? I know she is for us when I, you know, when I have a problem with
she's
great at that.
She's amazing. I mean, she's, you know, I can go to her with any of my horses or any of my students' horses and like, hey, this horse is doing this, this, and this. And she's like, okay, put him on this, this, and this. So she's fantastic. She, you know, the great thing about her as an owner, before I can even ask the questions, she's already on it. She sees it before I can even get to the point where I need to ask her, because she's great. Karen's very involved, and which I do love. I've been calling her, she's my horse show mom at the moment. She's totally taken on that role. So with Leo and I, so she's totally on it.
Well, and you're from Versailles, which of course is where many people may not know Kentucky Performance Products is in Versailles, Kentucky. So she's your neighbor too.
Yes. Yes. So she's almost there every time I ride Leo. A lot of the time she's there, and she's really the best hunter you can ask for. Sometimes I show up and the horse is already groomed and, you know, ready to go.
She's an owner groom. So, now that you don't see too often, Karen. If you want,
I know.
Yes, you don't.
I know.
You
are lucky. The jackpot.
You did.
So I want to get back to the vitamin E thing, because I'm curious. The 17.2 hand monster that I just got also has zero muscle, zero anything. He'd been standing in a stall or a tiny sand paddock. And so is this something that you recommend? Is it making a big difference in developing him and getting him stronger?
Absolutely. It's something I highly recommend. I even have my thoroughbreds on it as well, because Who's Your Daddy, he had an immunity issue, and you know, vitamin E I think was good for that. And then my other one, Zeke, I had a heck of a time putting muscle on him. And, you know, Karen said, you know, try him on this vitamin E. And, you know, the horses, the only place they can get vitamin, I believe, you know, Karen is much more knowledgeable, and I'm just trying to learn from Karen, is from the grass. And a lot of the times they're not getting the amount of vitamin E that a horse needs. So, when I tried Zeke on it, I actually even saw a difference in his temperament. Like he put on more muscle and he seemed more relaxed about doing so. And then, you know, even with Leo, and he's a little harder to tell, because, you know, I don't know him inside and out just yet. You know, we've had him for a couple of months. So, but I think it's been a huge necessity with him of putting on muscle without, you know, doing any damage of any sorts and allowing it to happen properly.
Cool. Well, now you see, this interview just cost me money, Glenn. Dang it. I have to go out and get some now. But that's great. So what are your current, what are your kind of near goals and near plans? Is it going to be a while before he competes? Are you going to do some schooling stuff? Are you like going to Rolex in April? What's the deal?
Well, I've already competed him a couple of times. And he, when I got him in Europe, he had not done any running. He had just done a little bit of dressage and a little bit of show jumping. So, but, you know, he seems very brave over there. So it wasn't until he was actually here that he actually saw any cross-country fences. And right away, he was, I mean, I think he was the Danish horses that was like, these Americans are crazy, but I kind of like crazy. He's done two competitions over here, and I'll probably do plan on doing two more for this season just to get him out and let him see the world and let him see water and ditches and stuff. And then I'll go down to Florida with Missy starting in January, and we'll both go into boot camp with her. And, you know, then that's when we'll figure out a series plan. But when we went into this and Karen and I talked, she wanted to be in a five-year plan. And, you know, our plan is to go to Rolex. That's my dream. It's my goal that I prayed for all my life. And so that is the goal eventually. So it's just leading up to it, but taking it slow enough at the beginning so we can get
all right
there properly.
So that means that we have to book our tickets, Jamie, for 2020. That's
yep.
going to be the Rolex that we make sure we are there. No pressure.
We come to all of them.
We do.
Well, we do. But we won't miss it when the natural E is going to be there. My gosh. Well, that's so amazing. How cool. What a great experience. What a great person to have on your team. I mean, my gosh, she's forgotten more about nutrition than any of us have ever learned. So that's exciting. Good. You've got a good trainer.
I mean, sometimes she works on my own. Nutrition.
Really? Here, drink this. Just take this pill. Go.
She's like, you need to eat this.
You're like, hey, wait, this is Elevate maintenance powder. I know, it's good for you too. Take it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. That product we were talking about is Elevate Maintenance Powder. You can find it at kppusa.com along with all their other products. That's not the only product they have.
Joint Armor is amazing. Other products, the Nalox Plus, oh my gosh, they're really helpful. Yep. They've got Contribute. They've got lots of stuff. So definitely go check it out.
Well, thank you so much and good luck. And hopefully we'll see you down here in Ocala over the winter.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Good luck.
Two very excited guests this morning. I like that.
I know. It's
so
Friday.
Sweet.
Everybody's happy.
She's so sweet. She is so sweet. It's good on Karen for doing that for her and for, you know, for becoming an owner. We definitely need more of those in the world, right? I mean, our sport here in the United States is not going to advance without owners.
No.
Without new owners. I mean, that, you know, the owners that are out there are terrific, but they can't have horses for all the new upcoming riders. And we need the Megans of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you have the developed riders already, but you need that new batch coming up. And that's what's really going to make us a player and on the world stage in some of these disciplines. And without it, we're not going to be.
Well, and I think for Karen and her situation, too, you know, she's involved with the horses all day long. I mean, that's what she dedicates her life to, the supplements and all that. And so this kind of gives her a personal feel of having an event horse without having to do the crazy ass cross country.
Right.
I get it. Like, right. I would love to own a Rolex horse. I'm not going to ride a Rolex horse. Who wants it? I ain't going to ride it. I mean, I'll ride it, but like, I'm not taking it to Rolex. I'll jump it over little 3-foot fences and be happy. So this is what a great way to be involved in the sport. So, I have no idea how to do that or get involved in that. Google it if you want to be an owner. There you go. That's my advice. Google it. Now we screwed up everybody's phone again.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you to Karen for her continued support here on the Horse Radio Network. Well, speaking of crazy, did you see the video I posted last night on the Horses in the Morning page? If you have not, you have to go look at it. It's this bridge that crosses the San Joaquin River, the San Joaquin River Gorge Bridge. And apparently there's a horse trail that goes up to the bridge and goes over the bridge and down the other side. The bridge is about 4 feet wide, has railings that are about 4 feet high. And it is high. I mean, it's probably 10 stories up. And there's this video of this horse that then the rider has a GoPro. It looks on his helmet of this rider trying to cross the bridge with this horse. And the bridge wasn't having it and ended up backing the horse across the bridge, which.
No, it looks like he backed off the bridge.
I don't know. The other horse wasn't having any trouble. You notice that horse was standing out in the middle of the bridge, just going, what the hell's your problem?
I feel like this horse was saying no.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of people. I asked the question, would your horse do this? And there were a lot of people that said, my horse wouldn't do it, nor would I. And there were the most of them said, my horse would do this, but I am not. So there were only like two people that said they would do this themselves. They didn't care about their horse. I might walk my horse over the bridge, but they're right about that railing. That horse does a crow hop and you're off the side.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Oh yeah, that railing ain't high. You're sitting way above the railing, so one crow hop and you're gone.
Is this a bridge designed for horses?
Yes,
or is this going to be like a Shrek situation where you're going to fall through and
no,
go
it looks like there's wooden planking designed for horses. They have one of these similar that they do on the Tevis ride.
Really?
That goes over a gorge like this. And it's a similar bridge. I thought it was that. It might even be the same bridge. I'm not sure. But boy, it was crazy. And you get it dizzy even watching this video.
I think that of all my horses, the only horse that I have that would cross it is Thor. I would not ride Thor across it. I would lead Thor across it. Actually, he would probably lead me across it. It's like, come on, hold my tail. Let's go.
If it was wide enough, I don't think I'd drive my cart across it. I don't know. That was pretty wild. You know, I have a bridge thing anyway.
You're kind of a chicken. Yeah,
I have a bridge phobia anyway. But, you know, one of the weirdest bridges we ever went across, you don't see these too often, but we had a lot of them in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And you probably know what I'm going to say. When we used to belong to the carriage club, they used to make a point of always doing the covered bridges. And some people may not even know what I'm talking about, but you've probably seen them in paintings if you haven't seen one in person. They're real prevalent in Amish country, and they're actually a bridge that's covered. It looks like a house, but it's a bridge. It has sides. It has
every,
a roof.
Every woman knows what you're talking about because we've all seen bridges in Madison County.
Okay, so there you go. Well, they would always make sure the routes we were taking for the carriage club were over the covered bridges. Well, one of the things when you get carriages in a covered bridge is they have wooden floors and everything echoes in there. Oh, and they echo because of the roof and the sides. It is a sound that horses take some getting used to. So some of the horses would freak out, and fortunately they're pretty wide and you're not going to go over the edge because it has sides. So you're not going to go into the water, but it is kind of freaky for a lot of horses. That was one of the, and then the other bridges that drive carriage horses crazy are the graded ones, the metal graded ones, because those make a sound when the hooves and the wheels are going across them too.
Yeah.
So the graded bridges.
I love some of these comments. Like somebody wrote, why would you cross that unless something is chasing you?
Well, then if you watch all the way to the end of this video, you're going to see when he gets off the bridge, there's nothing but rock.
Yeah.
It's just rock. There are some people who do much more aggressive trail rides than we do. That's for sure.
This person would consider my trail rides, I don't even what it wouldn't it, they wouldn't consider it a trail ride. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not hanging off the side of a mountain when I walk my Mustang around the neighborhood. But to me, that's a trail ride.
And we ride like on the sides of our roads in the neighborhood, which is all perfect grass mowed, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people wave at you.
Yeah,
hi,
exactly.
Good evening. Would you like some wine? Sure.
Yeah. We're not dropping off a 10-foot. 10-story bridge into the rocks below.
Did you see? Okay, go to Thor the Mustang's Facebook page.
Okay,
I actually videoed myself trail riding last night, or Thor videoed himself trail riding. And this is a trail ride for me.
Yeah, it's pretty flat.
It's kind of like sandy. Just walking in the desert.
Yeah.
And we had a little rain, so there's a little bit of green coming up out of the desert.
I noticed that. I was going to ask where the green came from.
August rain, you know.
Oh, there's the doggy.
Of course, dogs always follow. But he's so chill. Like, I'm just walking along with no hands on the reins, just videotaping him. And he just tries to eat the green patches when we go around. But like, that's my trail ride. I'm not on the side of a mountain. I'm just on the side of Mustang.
You posted another picture of you kissing Thor, too. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I just looked up the fellas, the person who made the video of the horse going over the bridge.
Yes.
There's a story behind that. So I'm going to see if I can't get him on the show.
Oh, yeah,
good. Good.
There's a story there. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah,
he's going to be your new hero.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't wait. You posted a picture also of you kissing Thor, and I love the fact that he has his eyes closed. He's the perfect kisser.
Oh, my gosh. I took that picture, and I'm like, how do I look? And I said, it doesn't matter how I look, because he's got his eyes closed. We're both of our eyes closed kissing. I can't tell you how much I love this horse. He's so freaking amazing. And I took a picture, a selfie. That's me taking a selfie.
Oh, really?
My arm is extended, and I'm like, I'm going to take a picture kissing his nose. First of all, you see how giant his head is.
Yeah, his head is huge.
His head is huge. And I take this, I stick my arm out, and I take this selfie, me kissing his nose, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh my God, his eyes are closed. Chad said that that's the best picture I've ever taken, that I need to blow it up.
It is a great picture. I wouldn't have guessed that you did a selfie on that one. It's perfectly framed.
It's perfect. I didn't even edit it. It's hilarious. So anyway, I'll post that picture on our horses in the morning.
You know, that can go on your resume of skills now. Perfect selfies. That's just you and Kim Kardashian. Perfect.
You know, I mean, anything to get my name next to hers. That's really what I want.
All right, let's take a break for our song. We're going to come back with really bad ads today. We have a good batch for you, thanks to our terrific listeners. This song is dedicated to our sponsor today, and that's EquityMFG.com. And it's also dedicated to all of you that are now doing this in your barns. Marianne Kennedy. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Go out to the barn, let him out and work my arms. It's kind of like a meditation, sort of like yoga's my religion. I get in a trance-like state as I pitch and as I rake. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way to start your day. I'm 5 foot, but I never feel as tall as when I'm cleaning stalls.
Yeah, boyfriend.
I contemplate the problems in the big city. It makes me feel sad, it makes me feel pity. I'm grateful for this life I lead, as I pet the cat and kiss my gelding's cheek. I fluff him up and pick him clean, makes me healthy, keeps me lean. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way your day. All life's problems seem so small when I'm cleaning stalls. I'll be back tomorrow, that's for sure. 'Cause what goes in must come out. Isn't that what life's about? I rake them level, it looks so neat as I give the horses one more treat. Head of the house for another cup, this time of day life's looking up. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way to start your day. I'm 5 foot, but I never feel as tall as when I'm cleaning the stall.
That's Marianne Kennedy, Cleaning Stalls, dedicated to our sponsor of Really Bad Ads Every Week, EquityMFG.com. Hey.
Sorry, I have to laugh because it's a nicer morning this morning, so I've got my office door open, but the screen door is closed, and this puppy, Danny, has literally run into the screen door like 5 times. She's like, oh, I want to go outside. Boom.
It's good you don't have a glass door.
I know. She just doesn't she's never seen a screen door. She doesn't get it. Sorry.
Well, you are listening to Horses in the Morning, and we are here on a Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, KPPUSA.com. Hey, one thing I wanted to bring up, and we mentioned this earlier in the week, and I did have somebody, one of our listeners contact me. We are looking for a couple of college age thereabouts. You don't have to be in college, but if you are, that's fine too. College age interns. And we didn't really explain it the other day, but we're looking for somebody who wants to learn a little bit about doing online radio, about podcasting. And what we're going to have you doing is kind of a producer thing, and you're going to be, in a way, helping Jennifer out. And you'll get a little bit of air time, too, and you're going to learn the process. So if you would like to be an unpaid intern but have it on your resume, then you can just send me an email at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. We promise that we will not torture you like Jamie used to with the interns. In regular radio, that is a thankless gig because they send you out to do the things nobody is expected to do.
Dude, that actually gets started paid. As an intern.
Oh, did you? Did they have you doing all the wacky, crazy stuff?
I used to have to take the station vehicles to get oil changes, and I'd have to go on the internet and listen to other people's shows and report back to them. I mean, stupid things it's embarrassing. Go fill the car up with gas. Really?
Did they have you going out in the street and doing the street stuff, the interviews, and having to stand out there with a costume on and all the
things? When I was an intern, I was the girl, when they would do live broadcasts, it was a sports talk station, and I would have to be that girl who was wearing the tight station t-shirt and shorts, and have to go up to all the guys who were listening to the sports talk and ask them to sign up for contests and stuff. Hi, can I get you to sign up for this? And we're going to have a drawing.
I cannot see you doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's tremendously terrible. But you know what? You do what you do. You do what you got to do.
Hey, you ended up eventually getting a gig, right? So
opportunity looks a lot like hard work, Glenn.
Or tight t-shirts, apparently.
Tight t-shirts, sauntering around a bar, trying to talk to random strangers and get their phone number and email address.
We promise there's no tight t-shirts involved in this particular one. It should be fun for those that do it. They're going to get to book guests and actually produce the show and do the whole thing. So it should be a lot of fun. So let me know if you're interested or you know somebody who is. We'd prefer somebody who knows a little bit about horses, obviously, and everything else we can kind of teach you.
And it's non-paid, right?
Yes, that's correct. So, it's not going to be a lot of hours a month either.
Okay.
So just contact me. I'll get you more details about that. But in the meantime, Jamie and I kind of have a job to do.
Attention. If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that it is time for Really Bad Ads, and of course, it's brought to you by EquityMFG.com. It's a time of week, when our most popular time of week, when listeners submit really bad ads from Craigslist, usually about in the farm and garden section. And we are brought to you by EquityMFG.com. There was an interesting picture posted on, and I don't know if we talked about this last week, but one of our listeners posted a picture. They had been to Disneyland World, and they were over at Animal Kingdom. And one of the parts of Animal Kingdom, you kind of get a background tour of the barns and stuff, which are all very nice and very well kept. And what did she see in the wild? There was a spotting of a flexin' fork in the wild. The one Disney employee was cleaning up elephant poop with a flexin' fork. So even Disney uses EquityMFG.com flexin' forks.
That goes to show you that the flexin' fork is heavy enough to pick up elephant poop and fine enough to even scoop the finest giraffe poo. I mean, it's poo that crosses poo fine? The nation. I'm pretty sure it's pelleted. I don't know. Never really seen a giraffe poo, but I kind of think of it as deer, you know.
It's kind of pellets. A big deer.
I've got to Google that now. What does giraffe poop look like?
I think it kind of finally looks like horse poop. But anyway, if it's good enough for the mouse, it's good enough for you. So if you have not tried, see, that's where I thought you were going with that. You missed the obvious connection. You know, it's good enough for elephant poop, and it's good enough for Mickey's poop, too. That's where I would have went with it, but apparently nobody likes to think about Mickey pooping. No.
I went the internet today.
It's pellets.
It's like little goat turds. Like
no, it is not.
I win. Okay. I can go home now. Thank you.
Goodbye. Equity MFG. Why does Joseph keep doing this? We always butcher his ads. You know, I don't know why he keeps doing this.
You know what, though? If Mickey can pick up giraffe poop with flexin' forks, then you can pick up horse poop with the flexin' forks.
I hope Disney's not listening to this, or we're going to be uninvited to come down there in 2 weeks. You know that, right?
Don't Google poop pictures to image it. Just don't do it. Sorry.
EquityMFG.com for all of your picking poop needs, whether it's horses or not. You'll find the finest of manure forks over there. Yes, they're a little more expensive, but yes, they are worth it. Listen to Disney. Disney says. All right, let's get started. Really bad ads. This week, I have the first one. Libby sent this one in. It's a free horse from Wheatfield. You know,
I don't think you should read this one. I think that it could just be offensive if a guy read this one. Have you read ahead?
Oh, no, I hadn't. Do you want to read it?
I'll read this
one. We'll switch. I trust you. Whatever you're saying, I trust you.
If you tell me not
to read an ad, then I know.
Don't read this one. I'll do it. I have a gelding quarter horse I would like to give away. He's 3 years old and broke for the most part. He still seems to get a little wild when my wife is on her period, so he must go.
What?
He's a good horse, though, for the most part. I would maybe trade him for a good chicken. Let me know. Thanks.
I would be hit so hard if I put that in an ad.
Oh, my God. Craigslist. You would have got hit for reading it, much less if you'd have posted something like this.
Does he really put this in the ad?
He still seems to get a little wild when my wife is on her period. So he must.
I think it's a text to talk to text problem, Glenn.
No, I mean.
I think that's what they intended to write.
Yeah.
I think that's what they intended to write. Oh, my God. I thought in the thousands of ads we've read over 5 years that we had read it all, but apparently not. Libby, I don't know whether to thank you for that ad or not.
I don't know. Okay, read mine.
I want to ask questions now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to go on.
Right. I mean, it's a gelding. I mean, I've heard stallions can get a little amorous, maybe. I don't know. The whole thing's weird.
Next. La, 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 la. Horse. Tracy sent the horse crazy. Tracy sent the following one in. Male. Now I'm afraid to read these ads, to be honest with you. Male gelding for sale, $250 in Morgantown. That's West Virginia. I have an 8-year-old gelding. His name is Gunner. He's a great horse. He's broke, just a little stubborn. He needs to be rid. I'm not able to do that. He's very friendly.
Well, I don't even know what you read. That's a bad ad. That is just a bad ad.
Yeah.
And West Virginia, you need a little...
Oh, wait a minute. I got cut off here. My page got cut off. It says he needs to be ride everything, and unfortunately, I'm not able to do that.
Yeah.
He needs to be ride everything, and unfortunately, I'm not able to do that. I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't know. To all of our listeners in West Virginia. Well, you know what? We don't have any listeners in West Virginia because they don't have technology yet.
Great. Go ahead and offend them all.
I lived in Kentucky. We're allowed to make fun of West Virginia. That's all they do in Kentucky. I mean, if you live in Kentucky, the only thing you can make fun of is West Virginia.
That's true. That's kind of true, actually. And then Tennessee makes fun of Kentucky. It's kind of a thing. Yeah.
And Georgia makes fun of Florida. Florida makes fun of Georgia. Georgia makes fun of Tennessee. It's just, it's where the further north and northeast you go, the more they make fun of you. All right. You got the next one. Jody's.
Jody sent the following one in. Horse pony, $375. It's a horse pony. Small horse, big pony, 13.1 hands.
That's a pony.
That's definitely a pony. That's not even a big pony. That's a pony.
That's kind of a pony.
Yeah, that's a pony. I mean, small, that's just a little bigger than my pony. Small horse, big pony, 13.1 hands, 3 years old, pure saddle horse, all natural gated. I'm glad to know there wasn't any unnatural gating. My daughter broke him the right way. No spurs, no hitting. He is calm, easygoing, no buck or kick. I got him as a stud, and he has UT geld him. He is broke. He is a great horse. Broke. Good feet. $375.
What you didn't realize was between everything you read, there was about 15 ducks.
Yeah, but if I had read them all, we'd have been here till next week.
That's true. Broke.
Broke.
Great horse. Broke.
I really want to call her up and say, is this horse broke?
And what exactly makes him a big pony?
Yes, exactly. I have a small pony and he's 13 hands.
Kayla sent in the next one. Tall Horse Project, $300 in Irvington. This sounds like something I'm going to go get. Goofy tall horse. Probably ain't suitable for ridden. Where's Irvington?
I don't know. Has to be in the South.
God, this is so Southern. Goofy tall horse. Probably ain't suitable for ridden. He bucked me off once, but anyone else gets on, hate. And they get buck. Hates. And they get buck. Can pick up on all 3 feet and has papers somewhere, but I can't find them all. Look, don't get in the trailer much, so you load. I might trade for another kind of horse that's riddable.
Okay, first of all, he ain't loading because apparently he only has 3 feet.
He can pick up all 3 feet and has papers somewhere. I don't know where the hell they are.
He's a 3-footed goofy tall horse.
And of course, I would like to trade my very riddable horse for your goofy, unsuitable bucking bronco
with 3 feet.
Oh my God.
By the way, the papers are somewhere. I'll find them for you. I'll mail them. Don't worry.
Got me. I don't know.
I'm sure you got them. I'm sure they're here.
Susan sent in the next one. Susan, strawberry red minion horse.
A minion horse?
A minion horse. That's what Lucas calls minions. So maybe it's a minion.
It's a minion.
All capital letters. So they're clearly screaming. I have a 3-year-old mini horse for sale. I bought her for my son last year. And he has ridden her every other weekend since. And now he wants a new dirt bike and dirt bikes don't poop. So the mini has to go. If you got a daughter, who is not interested in the dirt bike you bought for her on her fifth birthday. We'll consider trade as long as it's not a pink dirt bike. So let's make a deal and we both score major dad points.
I did not picture the dad points at the end there.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Dirt I'm pretty sure that most people don't buy their daughter's dirt bikes on their fifth birthday. And your kid has a commitment issue. You buy it a pony and then it doesn't want a pony anymore, so you just go get it a dirt bike.
I wonder if the pony was mom's idea or sister's idea.
Maybe. It sounds like dad is like, okay, here's kind of what I got out of that is he's a single dad. And like, you know, when dad comes to get the kid, it's all super fun. And then mom's the mean one because she has to like, you know, get him dressed for school.
That's
so
right.
So it's like, we're going to dad's this weekend. Yay! I got a dirt bike and a pony and a trampoline and everything's great. And then you go, oh God, I got to go to mom's. She makes me like do schoolwork and like feeds me and stuff.
Yeah.
And more than just chicken nuggets.
And dad has to clean up after the pony when the kid's not there during the week. And...
oh, like he cleans up after that thing. That's a big old poop mess out back is what it is. That's why he's saying it poops. Poops. There's too much poop out there. So it's got to go.
Got to go. That's funny.
That was my take on that one. Maybe I just reached a little too far. I'll tell you what. Chad's never leaving me. It's not being fun, Dad. I'll kill you. I will cut you before you leave me. Me and all my dogs.
Yeah, there's no way in hell he's cleaning up after your pets. All right, Shelly.
No, you know what? You can leave me, but you're keeping all the animals.
No, you know how it is with non-horse people when the husband kicks you out? The husband tends to want to kick you out because he wants to keep the house for the new girlfriend, right? Not true with horse women. We just leave. We're gone. You get gone. To keep it all. We'll find our own little apartment that doesn't have poop.
He will never leave me because I will leave. You know what? I'm going to tell him that. Hey, you know what? You want to leave me? You want to get a new girlfriend? Go ahead. I'll leave you with all these animals. You can have the kid too. Screw it. I'll take one horse and go. You can have the other seven.
And the three dogs.
I'm going to adopt about four dogs and then put them in the house and leave.
And the chickens. Don't forget the chickens.
Oh, I might have to keep a couple chickens. All right. Taking one dog, one horse, and two chickens. And the rest are yours.
Shelly sent the following one in. It's our horse trailer week, and it is short and sweet. Old horse trailer, $1. That's it. It's an old horse trailer for $1, and it is an old horse trailer. Now, she does say it's a great project. You know what this is great for there, Shelly? This one is great for a bonfire and making s'mores. That's about all you're going to do with this one. It is your typical. By the way, how many of these rounded front two horse trailers did they make back in the 60s and 70s?
They're still making them. Are you kidding?
Millions of them, but with the green windows in the front. They all had those green windows.
They had green
in the
windows,
front. I think somebody had a sale on green plastic, and that's what ended up being in the front windows of these horse trailers. You can't see in them, you can't see out them, and they provide very little light. Never understood the green windows.
And I have two friends that have remade horse trailers like this, and they're so stinking cute. If somebody would just take care of them, this thing didn't even have metal sides though. This
it's
like
wood everything.
It's wood siding, and it just it says kick through me right now and get your foot stuck. This is like
bonfire.
Call your veterinarian before you load your horse, because about 5 seconds in, they're going to need stitches.
Yeah, this is a Fred Flintstone trailer here. If they're going to be helping you run along.
The grass has actually grown, like the weeds have grown into the trailer.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
This is a good one. That's a terrible trailer.
Thank you, Shelly. And the next one Gemma sent in. Mini, $850. Now, this one's spelled M-I-N-N-E. So,
Monier.
It's a Monier. We've had minis and all sorts of spellings this morning. We have a black mini, and now it's spelled it's actually a black mine, M-I-N-E, Pony, P-O-N-E, for sale. A black miney pony. He is all black with white...
Oh, it's a black mine pone.
Oh, mine pone. Okay, we'll go with that. I like that better.
It's special.
We have a black mine pone for sale. He is all black with a white spot on his forehead. He will be ready to go in October for pictures.
Oh my
P-I-T-C-H-E-R-S.
Like, take them
text
out.
Or call. No email. Now, Why is he only ready to go in October? What happens between now and then?
I think that black, that white spot on his forehead is a star.
You think?
I'm pretty sure that's what they call that. And I, not like that's not the worst part of this ad.
I just wonder why they can't get rid of him till October and he has to hang around till then. But just curious.
I want to know, are the pitchers water pitchers? Are they pitchers you hang on the wall? P-I-T-C-H-E-R-S.
They're water pitchers.
That means they're selling water pitchers.
Yes, they are. Yeah. But you know what? Every one of these words probably passed the spell check because they are words.
Is pone a word, P-O-N-E? Google that, Jennifer.
Okay,
find out. And reedy, R-E-A-D-E, that's not a word. No, okay. None of these passed.
Unleavened cornbread.
See? It's unleavened cornbread.
Corn pone. I forgot about that.
You should have known that, Southern girl.
Oh, my gosh. I'm used to seeing corn in front of it. Corn pone. Okay. Dawn sent in the next one. Mare 8-year-old horse. We had a baby. It's a boy. Mare 8-year-old horse. $500 in Southeast Indiana. And somebody got that reference. She has a very explosive attitude. Selling her right off the bat. I mean, here, come and get her. $500. She has a very explosive attitude. Should you be an experienced rider looking for a somewhat challenging proposition? She is the horse for you. She is large. She doesn't care for trailers or training. She prefers to be sat on and not moved.
She'd make a great statue in some park.
She has an explosive temper tantrum every now and again. She loves to flex her neck and refuse to go forward. If you like rearing in the air, you got it. She does have some wonderful traits. Oh, good. She is a lover and a snuggler and quite polite when being led. She stands for the farrier and doesn't mind being groomed and beautified in the least. She plays well with others of her species and humans on the ground. The reason for us selling her.
Oh, like I don't know.
Like we didn't know already. She would be a great jumper since keeping her in our split fence round pen during training only encourages her to jump over the fence and go graze in the backyard. Experienced riders only, no meat grinders or horse flippers. She would do great with someone with the expertise she needs to become an amazing lady. Serious inquiries only. It's a well-written ad about a really bad horse.
Do people think that the experienced riders just sit around looking for the crazy horses? Because if you read really bad ads, that's what you get out of it, is that experienced riders are only looking for crazy, ill-mannered horses.
Okay, can I be honest here?
Yes.
I consider myself an experienced rider. When I saw the ad for Norman, he was being sold as dangerous. Like, it was in the ad. This horse is dangerous. And I saw his picture and I was like, I think I need this horse. So, yes, I guess.
Apparently, that's true, then. All these ads do work.
Like, if it was a 14-2 hand Appaloosa, no offense, it would not have caught my eye. But it was a 17-2 hand thoroughbred off the track that was misunderstood. And so, yes, I saw that and I thought I needed it. So I guess people do, or maybe I'm the only one. I don't know. Question of the day, maybe. Am I the only one who sees an ad for needs experienced rider and finds that to be a challenge?
Now, you wouldn't take this one, though. I know you wouldn't take this mare that has an explosive temper tantrum.
No, well, it depends. But it's a mare. No, that stops me right there because I can't have a mare. We have rules.
She loves to flex her neck and refuses to go forward. If you like rearing in the air, you got it. God.
See, okay. I mean, I read this, though, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like this, but like, a lot of our listeners hear this ad and they're like, okay, here's what this horse needs. First of all, she needs to have her back checked. Like, this is what happens to me. I'm like, okay, she needs her back checked. Maybe a little bit of training, moving off the leg. Okay, she needs to be sent forward clearly. Like, that's what happens when I read things like this.
Do you know what horse husbands see when they read things like this?
A vet bill?
Yes, exactly. Hospital and vet bills. Those are the things we see when we read ads like this.
I just thinking, like, maybe she needs a chiropractic.
You guys kind of overlook the hospitals and the vet bills. See, that's the difference.
I think a little acupuncture would go a long way with this mare.
Chelsea said it. Thank you, Dawn. That was a interesting ad.
True, though. I know she thought the same thing, too. She's like, maybe we can fix it.
Yeah, you would never go out with a... Well, maybe you would. All right,
see,
so
but
I take
that's
it
the
back.
Kind of guy I dated.
Yeah, besides, see, yeah. I was just going to say, would you go out with a guy that had that in the ad, it says, I have an explosive temper tantrum every now and again.
No, because they don't tell you that ahead of time. What they don't do tell you is, I actually, here's the epitome of the boyfriend before I married a, my family thought it was hilarious that I married a Air Force, like a actual military
gentleman.
Person because I, yeah, a gentleman, because I dated musicians like forever. And my constant joke, I think I told you this before, is what do you call a musician that just broke up with his girlfriend? Homeless,
exactly.
And so, yes, that is the kind. I dated men with problems that poured their soul into their acoustic guitar, and that is what I dated. I don't know how I ended up so lucky marrying this guy, but
so
for reasons,
are farriers kind of like the musicians in our world?
I think so. I think they are.
No offense to all the farriers out there, but you know what I'm talking about. So yeah. I think they are. Aren't they? Isn't there a correlation there?
Probably. I never dated a farrier.
Well, you
but
got the
I,
veterinarian, though. You I went for the richer version.
I dated the troubled vets.
Yes.
Yeah. Two of those.
You just skipped the farrier stage, right to the veterinarian. They
I
made
did.
A few
I always had
dollars.
Old farrier, like I, you know, and I have a female now, so probably get that.
Chelsea sent the following one: watermelon eating contest for chickens.
This is hilarious because they love watermelon.
Free event Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Unless you'd rather come at a different time. This is a personal ad. Bring your own chickens or use one of mine. Prizes and trophies. First annual chicken watermelon eating contest. Free event. My chickens are in training as we speak. When life gives you watermelons, have a watermelon eating contest for chickens.
That's great.
Yours really like water. Do they eat the watermelon and the seeds or both?
They eat the pink and they'll eat it down to the white. Like you cut it open and half of it and you put it and you'll have just a green bowl at the end of it. I don't give them the seeds. I buy seedless, so I don't know. If you get a watermelon and it takes too long for you to eat it, it gets mushy,
yeah,
and I don't
and I
like
that.
Mushy,
it tastes
and
terrible.
So the chickens freaking love it. So
we
I
need
put
a chicken, Glenn.
We need
so
a chicken
something to eat our watermelon.
Half the time I buy watermelons, you know, and I try and do it right and do it by the scientific method. You get it home and it's all mushy in the middle. It's like, I can't eat that.
No.
So fruit
but again,
is so risky when you buy it.
Fruit and vegetable, Glenn. Oh. Fruit and vegetable, if you will actually eat them right after you buy them. You can't put them in the fridge for like 3 weeks. Vegetables especially.
Keep, but the canned stuff keeps.
That fresh stuff needs to be eaten fresh.
Okay, got it. Heather sent the last one in. Why don't you take
it? All right, Heather. We have gone all over the place with these ads today.
This has been one of those Fridays.
14-year-old gray mare for $27.50 in Topeka, Kansas. For sale, I have a 14-year-old gray mare. Previous owner said she's very cowy. She's not for a beginner. The previous owner used her for bulldogging. Only reason for selling is I want a finished rope horse, make an offer. Now, did you, like, to me, this is a typical ad.
This is a dealer. This is a dealer, hands down, and this person never rode this horse because they're scared to death of it, which is why it's all the previous owner.
Yeah, so, previous owner said that she was a good horse, but
this horse, they have never ridden this horse. This is a dealer, guaranteed.
Yeah, $27.50. That's what people say about a horse. Like jumpers will be like, oh my God, he can jump the moon. People that have Western horses, oh, he's cowy. He is so cowy.
Is that a good thing, by the way?
They get on a cow. Oh, cowie.
Okay, that's a good thing then. It doesn't mean they look like a cow.
No, I would think that though. Like kind of looks like
it. She's very cowie. I kind of thought she had a big butt and was fat.
Part cow.
Okay, all right, checking. All right, that's it. We have to pick a winner. What a good batch of ads today, and this is going to be a tough one.
The wife is on her period is good. The one where they don't want a pink dirt bike is really good. I liked Dawn's a lot about the mare with the.
We got a lot of mileage out of the explosive mare. Yeah, we did get a lot of mileage out of that. But we also got a lot of mileage out of the dirt bike. I don't know. Jennifer, did you have a favorite?
Dirt bike made me laugh a lot.
All right. Who was that that had the dirt bike here?
No. Okay, I think she won last week, so we got to give it to somebody else. Give it to Dawn.
No.
All right, Dawn, you win. You win for the explosive mare. That works.
There we go.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Dawn has horses. She'll appreciate the gift pack, which is the box of Redmond Rocks and Redmond Rocks salt. Oh, my gosh. Their garlic salt is amazing. Have you tried it?
Yes. And their seasoned salt I like, too.
Yeah.
It's very good stuff. And we have to actually go out and get some more, too. Our horses have eaten their rocks down to ropes. There's nothing but a rope hanging there. So we have to. You know who else eats the rocks is the squirrels. We hang them on the fences, and the squirrels go up and eat them. Yeah.
Aww, yeah. That's nice of
you. They need salt, too, I guess. All right, thank you, everybody. We appreciate you doing that. And, of course, everybody that sent in an ad, if you didn't win today, you have a chance of winning at the end of the month, because we'll be drawing for a Flex and Fork. They're doing drawings every single month, and at the end of the year, we're going to get to do the drawing for everybody that submitted all year long for the Shaken Fork, which is a $300 value. Well, Jennifer's off to a hunter pace this weekend, so we'll hear about that on Monday, I'm sure. See how her and Beaker did, and we're going to find out how your new puppy is on Monday.
Oh, my God, I forgot about it.
You're heading off to there after the show today.
Yeah, I know. 11 a.m., 10:59, I'll be there, baby and toddler in tow. And
I apologize to Chad because he was probably counting on you forgetting it, and I reminded
him. I didn't forget. You can't forget something like that. Save the world! We got to save the world! We got to save them all!
One.
I'm going to come home with 17 dogs.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, actually. I'm kind of afraid of that.
They're $10 adoption fees, too.
Can you stop over to the house before you go, and we'll put Scooter's blinders on you.
I thought I'll stop by afterwards and give you about 7 dogs.
No, that's okay. We have gotten a lot of dogs from the pound, though, over the years.
I'll take them all.
I'm the one that can't go to the pound. Jennifer's fine. She's tough. She's like cold-hearted. I can't go.
Chad, oh, that sucks that dog is in there. Okay, moving on. Yeah, forgot about it already. I can't sleep. I, for days, pine over it. I cry uncontrollably. I took Thor on that trail ride last night, and I cried 3 times thinking about it. I can't take it.
You are a mess.
Nobody shared this crap with me anymore.
You are an emotional mess.
I'm a disaster, Glenn. I need Prozac. It's true.
You do. We're going to take you to the fair. We're going to the fair when we come out. We're taking.
I may come home with some sheep.
We're going to come home with some goats and sheep. You watch.
Goats would get me divorced.
No giraffes and elephants either. I don't know if they have those at the Arizona Fair, but I'll keep you. We got to keep her away from the animals, Jennifer. Just keep her in the rides and the food.
There we go. We'll just keep her over there in the rides and watch Lucas throw up.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be our goal for the day. All right. You know, he has to wear clothes, by the way, to go to the fair. It's kind of a law. So
listen, it's one challenge at a time. Okay. I can't get the kid to wear any clothes. I can't get him to wear a hat. Won't wear a helmet. Okay. Sorry. Just not going to happen. I can't get a diaper on him. Put a diaper on him. He takes it off. He's a nudist and I live on a farm and it's fine with me. Okay? He walked up to me yesterday and he was like, Mama. And I look over and he's walking to me naked holding a chicken. Would he give it anything for a camera? Yelled, rescue a dog. I don't know what the hell. Do something fun. I go back to bed.